Fiona Ritchie here, glad to be with you and to be saying welcome to the Thistle and Shamrock. The title track from Richard Wood's Fire Dance. It really captures the occasion that is this week's Hour of Music. Welcome to the Thistle and Shamrock. Like ours, the ancient Celtic year followed four seasons, each launched by a festival. Beltane was a fire festival at the beginning of what we now call May, celebrated throughout Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Brittany, Cornwall and beyond. It was all about the coming of summer, the fertility of the season, and the fire was the purifying element. Beltane has been revived in many places. Around 12,000 people join the spectacular procession in Edinburgh each year. So in our time together this week, I thought we'd join in celebrating the greening of the earth, in our hemisphere anyway, with music that captures the anticipation, the energy and the passion of Beltane. Hannukah Cassell, the Pusies, Lunasa and Bill Whelan are all part of it. Native Canadian Huron and Beltane traditions combine in the music of Lorena McKennett. First of all, to get you energised, it's Catherine Tickell.
Thank you.
Lorena McKennett and Huron Beltane Fire Dance. Jim Malcolm's music is on his own label, Beltane Records, and in his song he tells of the joy of a time of day well loved by Scots as this time of year starts to bring in the longer nights, the gloaming, that grey half-light as the sun goes down. It's the time for the Beltane fires to be lit. First of all, Tina Gale, Bright Fire from Annam.
Are growing and the lambs are astray, And an hour in the gloaming's worth 10 in the day. We might lie by the waters where the wild fishes play. When I've topped all the thistles through the whole farm around, you will find me with my darling by the banks of the Doon. Well, the life of a ploughboy can be easiest in June, for the plough must lie idle when the barley's in the groon. But the farmer, if he's minded, I can find a thousand things, frae the first crow of morning till the bats find their wings. And an hour in the gloaming's worth 10 in the day. We might lie by the waters where the wild fishes play. When I've topped all the thistles, frae the whole farm around, you will find me wi' my darling by the banks o' the Doon. As lovely as the hawthorn in May, she's as comely as the swans on the strand of Balloway. If my father will allow me for a wedding, I'm prepared. But my daddy's just a carter, and her father, he's a laird. And an hour in the gloaming's worth 10 in the day. We might lie by the waters where the wild fishes play. When I've topped all the thistles, frae the whole farm around, you will find me wi' my darling by the banks o' the Doon. If our father will not hear me, I will surely be for law. For the chances of a suitor's oft decided when he's bought. But if fortune can be taken through some quest to foreign lands, I'll adventure for my darling and return a wealthy man. And an hour in the gloaming's worth 10 in the day. We might lie by the waters where the wild fishes play. When I've topped all the thistles, frae the whole farm around, you will find me wi' my darling by the banks o' the Doon. And an hour in the gloaming's worth 10 in the day. We might lie by the waters where the wild fishes play. When I've topped all the thistles, frae the whole farm around, you will find me wi' my darling by the banks o' the Doon. You will find me wi' my darling by the banks o' the Doon. Thank you.
Hanneke Cassell and Blackberry Festival Foot Race and For Reals. And we heard Jim Malcolm with An Hour in the Gloaming. Stay with me as we mark the ancient seasonal fire festival of Beltane, the coming of summer, the greening of the earth. Look online for a playlist for full music details within a couple of days. And listen again if you've missed something on the radio. It's all on the web at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie. Music from Richard Souther ahead with his reinterpretation of the 12th century poetry of Hildegard von Bingen. Also the Pusies with a more reflective view of fires, what they may mean for us today. First, named after another ancient Celtic festival, the band Lunasa and Beltane.
Thank you.
The Fire of the Spirit came from Richard Souther's Illumination, Arrangements and Interpretations of the Work of Hildegard von Bingen, the 12th century mystic, abbess and composer. We're lighting the Beltane fires this week and feeling the warmth in the music that evokes the spirit of that ancient passage into the fertile months. Music from Bill Whelan's Riverdance still to come. We debut the Burnham Quartet ahead, and Maddie Pryor sings of snowdrops, bluebells, primroses, daffodils, while fiddler John Carty plays The Flowers of Spring.
Thank you. Thank you.
A Rosebud by My Early Walk, the Burnham Quartet debut on the Thistle and Shamrock with me, Fiona Ritchie. Our programme is a Thistle Radio production coming to you from Scotland. Music from Bill Whelan on the way. And if you enjoy it and want to find out more about this music, check our playlist online. Or if you feel you've missed something and want to listen again, you'll find all that and more at our website, thistleradio.com. Write, if you'd like to, for a playlist of this week's programme, Beltane Fires, to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106, and thanks for enclosing a self-addressed stamped envelope. When Bill Whelan created the music for his Irish and international dance spectacular Riverdance, all the music was passion-fuelled, and none more so than his Fire Dance. Join me next time, I'll look for you then. Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie and is made possible in part by the Compass Records Group. Compass Records, Green Linnet and Mulligan Records, dedicated to the support of Celtic music, past, present and future. www.compassrecordsgroup.com. Support for NPR comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the frontiers of social change worldwide at fordfoundation.org, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age, and the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR Music.